A U.S. retailer creates controversy over a Thanksgiving ad. A feeding program is helping the unemployed in Moldova, and a medical ministry needs your help feeding patients. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. An advertisement in the United States has been greeted with controversy. A major electronics retailer added Happy Eid al-Adha. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says it's a Muslim holiday remembering Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his son. Masri says, well, this is a familiar Bible story about Abraham and Isaac.
This story is mentioned in the Quran, but it doesn't say the name of the son. Most Muslims would tell you it's Ishmael.
Masri uses it to ask a question.
What happened on the Adha? They will say, we're remembering that God redeemed the son of Abraham with a sheep. We believe that God redeemed the human race through his lamb, Jesus, the Messiah, who died on the cross.
Greeting Muslims with Eid Mubarak, or blessed celebration, opens doors. When you do, Masri says, give him a gift.
You can give him a Bible, an Arabic New Testament, or you can give him the booklet Adha and the Injil, which explains sacrifice in the Injil. Injil is the New Testament.
Crescent Project can help your Muslim outreach. Call our resource line. Next, the global economic crisis has hit missions and evangelism in different ways, good and bad. That's exactly how it's affected the work of the Mission Society in Paraguay. Speaking from Paraguay, Mission Society missionary John Eisenberg says, on one hand, it's hurt the church.
The church here has been largely dependent on work teams to build churches, do evangelism, be involved in medical programs. The number of work teams you used to have was usually about 21 or 22, and now are down about half that.
That's forcing the church to evaluate how they can do ministry with the resources they have, which is good. Colleen Eisenberg says they've been trained well.
They have a really good sense of evangelism because of all the teams that have come down and done different evangelism projects, and they'll do this on their own with their own resources.
It's forcing the church to look to God rather than North America. Pray for this transition. You're listening to Mission Network News. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says in Moldova, 80% are unemployed and workers are often paid in liquor.
You can walk into one of the villages when people have been paid, and even in the morning everyone is drunk, including the children. It's just a horrible situation. People will starve to death this winter.
Global Action's feeding program provides food for starving families with soup kitchens and food packs.
So it's a very, very meaningful program. It saves lives for 78,000 people this coming winter.
All who receive the food are hearing the gospel. Dunberg shares this testimony from someone who did.
Communism never cared for me. These people care for me. I was never going to talk to them about their Jesus, but when I saw their love in action to me, I had to accept his love.
Pray for those receiving the food to find hope in Christ.
You're going to sit down at the Christmas table. Think of those that have nothing, and for 75 cents, you can impact someone's life.
Next, food prices have skyrocketed. Millions worldwide don't know when they'll eat their next meal. That's why Cure International not only offers free surgeries, but nourishment for every patient and caregiver. Hospitals in the developing world rarely feed their patients, making Cure's generosity stand out as a witness of Christ's love. But Cure can't do it alone. For just $65, you can provide 1 week of meals for a child in a Cure hospital. Go to our website to start helping. And with the help of Partners International, church leaders around the world are learning new ways to reach the lost. 4.5 billion people communicate their culture and values through storytelling, drama, and music. Many traditional forms of evangelism don't connect as powerfully in these cultures. Through a collaborative effort, church planters and pastors are taught how to best reach their congregations through story. To learn how you can support this ministry, just go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Jungle Pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.